I feel so fortunate that I have never experienced deep depression, even though it runs in both sides of our extended families. So, over the decades, we have seen how serious it can be, sometimes leading even to death. Our music today relates either to a type of depression or perhaps a despondency that was so deep that Elijah, that great man of God, someone who would later be an integral part of the Transfiguration, that same Elijah threw in the towel and lay down to die. Felix Mendelssohn's oratorio, Elijah, portrays this persuasively. This oratorio is a dramatic portrayal of unrelated stories from the prophet's life. Today's vignette takes place after Queen Jezebel, the very personification of evil, convinces her people to hunt down and kill Elijah in revenge for his destroying all the places of Baal worship she had constructed. So, one very frightened Elijah is now on the run. He felt he had done absolutely all he could to revive worship of Yahweh, and now everything seems to be crashing down. He foresees the end of worshiping God in Jerusalem and cannot bear to witness it. So he collapses and begs God to end his life. "It is enough. Now take away my life." The solo cello establishes the mood of loneliness before Elijah pours out his heart and his complaints to his God. Elijah then lies down, exhausted, physically, mentally, emotionally. The tenor soloist tells us that Elijah is now asleep, but we are reassured that the angels of the Lord encamp round about all them that fear him. We then move from the tenor to three angels, who really do sound like angels when singing the opening words from Psalm 121, so beloved by all, but especially by any woman who has been privileged to sing this oratorio. "Lift thine eyes, O lift thine eyes to the mountains, whence cometh thy help." If only we could always be assured of this same unseen and unending help, even when things are so bad we wish it would all end. I like to think, whether angels exist or not, that help and protection is always available. Maybe not as quickly as desired, or in the form wished for, but it is there, as it was for Elijah, even while he was fast asleep. We hear the role of Elijah sung by the Welsh Wagnerian Bryn Terfel, and the angelic trio of Renee Fleming, Patricia Barden, and Libby Crabtree. Let me tell you, that is a trio. The Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment is conducted by Paul Daniel.
Thank you. Take away my